Reconstruction for Iraq is on the agenda at the Group of Eight summit in Sea Island, Georgia this week. And speaking at the meeting today, President Bush urged a greater role for NATO in rebuilding Iraq.
A lot of NATO countries are not in a position to commit any more troops. We fully understand that. But I do think NATO ought to stay involved. And I think we have a good chance of getting that done.
The president is hosting this summit where the leaders of the main industrialized nations gather to discuss matters of common concern. And this year that includes Iraq, nuclear proliferation, and democracy for the Middle East. NPR's Jim Zaroli is at the meeting. He joins us now. Jim, what kind of involvement for the NATO countries is the president talking about?
He didn't really spell that out. He said it was clear that there were some constraints, some limits on what NATO could do and what the U.S.-led forces could expect there. It may be there that there's some kind of limited role. The AP is reporting, for instance, that some administration officials would like to see NATO help train the Iraqi military.
And did he say anything else about Iraq?
Yeah, the president spoke alongside British Prime Minister Tony Blair today, right before their bilateral meeting. I think in general they see this resolution as just a chance to give the Iraqi occupation the kind of legitimacy that it hasn't always had with a lot of countries. Prime Minister Blair said the resolution lets the Iraqi people know they've got the international community behind them. He said likewise it lets the what he called the terrorists and the fanatics and the extremists know the world is against them. He said the important thing now is for Iraq to build up its own security forces with the help of the world. President Bush said this will show the men of violence in Iraq that freedom will eventually prevail and we will not be intimidated by their murderous ways.
Jim, there's a statement coming today from the G8 leaders about the Middle East. What are they saying?
Well, this is a statement that's meant to sort of be broader than Iraq. The president has invited some of the leaders from the Middle East to the summit. Basically, it's this is meant to sort of make a show of solidarity in support of democratic reform in the Middle East. Prime Minister Blair talked about that again. He said this is about changing the entire region. He said sensible people in the Middle East know there has to be reform and change in the region. It's not for us to dictate, but it is for us to help them get there. Of course, some of the most important countries in the region, Egypt, Syria, Saudi Arabia, are not represented. So it's not clear how much force this statement is really going to have.
Jim, you know, you normally cover economics. This is supposed to be an economics summit. What is anybody talking at all about economics here?
They are, although in general it's economics is being overshadowed by Iraq, certainly. Today the leaders got together for an hour and a half or so for a sort of freewheeling discussion of economic issues. They're expected to issue a statement on trade any minute now, really. The United States is really coming at this from a position of some strength this year. The U.S. growth rate has rebounded. The job market is improving. Japan and Russia are also doing better. But there are some areas of concern, especially weakness in Europe. The big issue also is rising oil prices, which some people see as a real potential threat to growth. That's something that they're certainly going to be discussing also.
Jim, thank you. NPR's Jim Zaroli at the G8 summit on Sea Island, Georgia.